This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. Good morning. You can tell the protesters on the streets of Bangkok. They're the ones showing their solidarity by wearing red shirts. And they've been facing down government troops. Most come from the countryside, and they say rich elites are running Thailand. Last weekend saw some of the worst political violence in almost two decades. 23 people were killed. NPR's Michael Sullivan reports from Bangkok.
Call it a truce, call it a ceasefire, call it a reprieve. Both sides have taken a step back, it seems, for the three-day Thai New Year, Songkran. The Thai government canceled some official events in the capital after the weekend violence, but that didn't stop thousands of people from pouring into the streets to celebrate and blow off a little steam. There was music, dancing, and lots of water. Songkran was originally a ceremony of cleansing and renewal, and Thailand seems badly in need of both these days. The anti-government protests and the government's refusal to give in to the protesters' demands evidence of a rift in Thai society, a polarization that has only deepened since the ouster of Prime Minister Thaksin Shinawat in a 2006 coup. Since then, the country has lurched from crisis to crisis, scaring off foreign investors and tourists, the airport closures in 2008, last year's clashes between the red shirts and the military, and now this. In the commercial heart of the city, thousands of protesters sat peacefully this morning at the intersection they've occupied for nearly 2 weeks. The speaker's tirades against the government bouncing off the facades of the upmarket shopping malls shuttered by the recent demonstrations. Many of the demonstrators are supporters of deposed Prime Minister Thaksin, whose populist policies of cheap health care and village loans made him a favorite of the rural majority long neglected by the ruling elite. The protesters say the current government came to power illegitimately, backed by that elite and the military. Protesters like 50-year-old Pisanu say they'll stay until Prime Minister Abhisit and his government go.
He cannot be Prime Minister. The troop is under order by Abhisit. Last Saturday, he killed all the Thai, and he cannot control Thailand anymore.
Both sides blame the other for the deaths over the weekend, but the Prime Minister is under increasing pressure, not just from his political opponents, but some allies as well, including the military that helped bring him to power. The Thai military has a long history of involvement in politics, 18 coups in the past 80 years, including the one in 2006. But Army Chief Anupang Pachanda this week called for a political solution to the crisis, a clear signal the military is reluctant to use force against the protesters a second time after Saturday's attempt failed so miserably. The Thai Election Commission this week also recommended Abhisit's ruling Democrat Party be dissolved for accepting illegal campaign contributions. That ruling, however, has to be approved by the Constitutional Court, a process that could take months, even as the economic cost of the month-long protest continues to grow. Arrivals are down at Bangkok's Suvarnabhumi Airport after charter companies and nervous tourists canceled trips and foreign governments warned their citizens about traveling here. And though shopping malls in the commercial district are likely to remain closed even longer, the Songkran holiday has brought residents here a little calm, but only a little. The festival ends tomorrow. Michael Sullivan, NPR News, Bangkok.